It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. This week's Top 25, it's party time from Rocky Top to the Rockies. It was a simply glorious day for at least a few fortunate college football teams on Saturday. The 7-0 Tennessee Volunteers are still partying today after finally beating Alabama for the first time in 16 meetings. Meanwhile, out to the west, the Utah Utes, who are now 5-2, went for 2 points at home in the final minute of the game to derail the unbeaten season of USC and keep their own conference championship hopes alive. And lest we forget, the Colorado Buffaloes finally picked up their first win of the 2022 season with a 20-13 overtime victory over the 3-3 California Golden Bears up in Boulder, Colorado. With that win, the Buffs become the final major college football team to finally pick up their first win of the season. Congratulations and nicely done, Colorado. The SwampSwamiSports.com College Football Top 25 for the week ending October 15, 2022 reflects just 9 unbeaten teams remaining, plus the next 16 teams which have just one loss at this point of the season. So yes, 9 plus 16 equals 25 teams on the nose who are either undefeated or have one loss. Now, the Associated Press might try to tell you that two-loss teams such as Utah and Kentucky, Texas, North Carolina State, and Mississippi State are better than some of the teams in my rankings. Well, I have nothing against those schools and fully expect them to return to the rankings soon. However, please keep in mind that these are the same people, the Associated Press, which told you that Texas A&M, which is now 3-3, was the number 6 team in the country as the football season began. So everyone has a right to their opinion. Now, my rankings are based on a simple concept, like the teams that have the fewest losses at this point in the season. Alabama was number 3 in the rankings last week for me, but a heavenly guided 40-yard wounded duck field goal by Tennessee on the last play of the game sent the Crimson Tide tumbling to number 11 this week in my rankings. Out in Salt Lake City, the Utah Utes rode the confidence of their head coach and 60,000 of their screaming fans to convert a win-or-lose 2-point conversion in the final seconds of the game to beat USC 43-42. Now, the Trojans were rated number 4 in my last week rankings. They now dropped to number 15 this week. Am I being a little bit tough on Alabama or USC? Well, perhaps, but at least I'm following my own rules for ranking the teams. So let's now review the SwampSwamiSports.com guidelines for rankings. Number 1, teams without a loss are ranked higher than any team which has lost a game. Why should a team with a perfect record be ranked below a team with one loss? Number 2, a team this week with 7 wins is ranked above one with 6. Number 3, a ranked team's best win is looked at weekly by determining the team which has the best record of the current week. Number 4, preference is given for your best win if it comes on the road versus being a home win. Number 5, ties are broken by point differentials in each team's best win. Number 6, a win over an FBS team receives preference over a win over a small division FCS school. And number 7, and most importantly, all decisions by the administrator of this site, me, are final. And that's why this week's 9 remaining undefeated teams are ranked numbers 1 through 9. And the 16 one-loss teams are ranked numbers 10 through 25 for the week. The ranking is based on the team's current number of wins, so that a 6-win team will be ranked before a team with 5 wins, for example, and my evaluation of their best win thus far this season. So, that's why my rankings include 5-1 teams, such as number 23, South Alabama, which, by the way, lost at UCLA by just 1 point earlier this year, and number 25, the University of Central Florida. They are not in this week's Associated Press poll. Now, the AP poll is a glorified beauty contest in which the voters cast their ballots with no explanations required. My rankings are laid out there right in front of you so you can confirm it for yourself. And now, this story. Cleanup on the 30-yard line. The 3-3 SMU Mustangs have a cute little Shetland pony named Peruna, which is allowed to run with human escorts onto the team's home field in Dallas just ahead of the football players coming out of the chute. On national television last Friday night, the SMU pony left a surprise for the players to dodge as the team came running onto the playing surface. The players on the opposing team, the Navy midshipmen, were not offended by this mishap, as their men have received proper training on how to clean the poop deck.
Oh, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the finish, 'cause I ain't been spinning. I'm Popeye the Sailor
Man. Now, let's reveal this week's SwampSwamiSports.com top 25 rankings for the week ending October 15, 2022. Coming in and welcome in to the party at number 25 from the American Conference at 5-1, it's the University of Central Florida. At number 24 this week from the American Conference, it's the Cincinnati Bearcats. Number 23, welcome in from the Sun Belt Conference at 5-1, South Alabama's Jaguars. At number 22 this week, after losing their first game from the Sun Belt, it's 5-1 James Madison. Now the number 21 team from the Big 12, it's Oklahoma State, which played a terrific game but lost at TCU. This week's number 20 team, coming off a bye week from the Pac-12, is 5-1 Oregon, and they will host undefeated UCLA this Saturday at 2:30 p.m. At number 19 this week from the Big 12 Conference at 5-1, the Kansas State Wildcats, who will travel to undefeated TCU on Saturday at 7 p.m. At number 18 this week, falling out of the ranks of the unbeaten at 5-1, the Penn State Nittany Lions. Now, Penn State will be at home this weekend for 4-2 Minnesota, that game on national television 6:30 Saturday night on ABC. At number 17 this week from the Atlantic Coast Conference, it's Wake Forest. At number 16 out of the Sun Belt at 6-1, Coastal Carolina. They lost to Old Dominion last weekend, but they are off this week. At number 15, falling way down the rankings because they really haven't played that many hard teams, at 6-1, the University of Southern California. Now, USC will be off this week and then travel to Arizona. At number 14 from the ACC, they always find a way to sneak back in the games and win, the North Carolina Tar Heels. They won a thriller at 4-3 Duke, 38-35. At 13 this week, at 6-1, the Liberty Flames, who are on a one-week probation in my survey because they almost lost to an FCS team, Gardner-Webb, last weekend. However, the rules are the rules, so Liberty, you remain in the survey based on your prior body of work. At number 12 this week from the Big Ten at 6-1, it's Illinois. The Illini are off this week, and then they'll travel to 3-4 Nebraska in 1 week. Dropping all the way down to number 11 from the SEC after that tremendous game yesterday, the Alabama Crimson Tide. Now the Tide will host 5-2 Mississippi State. Ooh, I would not want to be the Bulldogs this week. That game will be on ESPN and played in Tuscaloosa. Now our top 10. At number 10 this week from the American Conference, at 6-1, it's the Tulane Green Wave. And you say, how can Tulane be rated above Alabama? I'll tell you why. Tulane beat 5-1 Kansas State 17-10 earlier this year. That's the only loss of the season for Kansas State. Now this week, Tulane will be at home against 4-3 Memphis. At number 9, beginning our undefeated teams from the Atlantic Coast Conference, it's 6-0. It's Syracuse. Talk about a tough one. The Orange now travel to play another Orange team, Clemson, this Saturday, 11 o'clock on ABC. At number 8, 6-0 from the Pac-12, it's UCLA. They had a bye week last weekend, and they travel to Oregon at 2:30 Saturday afternoon. At number 7, at 6-0, I don't know how the Associated Press thinks this team deserves their ranking, but Ohio State is my number 7 team. They will play their 6th home game of the season this weekend against 3-3 Iowa at 11 o'clock on Fox. Ohio State, if you'll ever beat anybody that's any good, you will move up in my rankings. At number 6 this week, talk about moving on up. From the Big 12 at 6-0, it's TCU. The Horned Frogs took Oklahoma State into overtime and beat them 43-40 in double overtime, actually. And they will now host 5-1 Kansas State at 7 p.m. this coming Saturday. All the way up to number 6, our highest-ranking 6-0 team from the SEC, it's the Tennessee Volunteers. Yeah, they beat Alabama 52-49 in a thriller. At number 4, our first 7-0 team from the SEC, it's the Ole Miss Rebels. Ole Miss has got some tough games coming up. They will travel this weekend to play at 5-2 LSU. That game will be at 2:30 on CBS. And then the following week, they go to College Station to play at Texas A&M. Number 3 in the survey this week at 7-0 from the Big Ten after pounding Penn State. It's the Michigan Wolverines. Now they're off this weekend and then will host 3-4 Michigan State. Number 2 again this week from the Southeastern Conference at 7-0, the Georgia Bulldogs. They will enjoy also a bye week and then travel to Jacksonville, Florida to play their rival, the Florida Gators. And at number 1 again this week, from the Atlantic Coast Conference, it's the Clemson Tigers.
Excellent.
The Tigers escaped Florida State on Saturday night and now will host 6-0 Syracuse this Saturday morning at 11 o'clock on ABC.